Here's a side effect of the First Amendment, which guarantees free speech. You don't need any qualifications whatsoever to work in the media. Journalism schools, as a result, are often asked to justify their very existence. How can they charge tens of thousands of dollars per year to train students for a collapsing industry that doesn't even require a degree? NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik took a trip to one leading campus and found surprisingly little despair.
For USC's all-British improv troupe, we wear tights and frilly shirts.
It's a brilliant day, as so many are at the University of Southern California, an oasis smack in the middle of Los Angeles. Campus clubs and academic programs make their pitch.
You don't have to be Indian to join.
Yeah, you don't have to be Indian to join.
Learn about objectivism. Who's interested in philosophy?
Wait, college is a time of exploration and reinvention, but freshman Orion DeNevers readily volunteers what he won't be studying.
I would be a journalism major if it had any future.
DeNevers is standing inside a lecture hall at USC's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism, a dynamic school with renowned innovators and Pulitzer Prize winners on the faculty. We're talking during a break in an introduction to journalism course, but DeNevers says he'll major in something else.
I mean, information, I think we'll just all be basically free, and so there's going to be no money to be made in journalism. And as much as I would, like, pursue my love and all of that, I like food too, and I don't know, I just don't want to sacrifice it all.
A lot of big papers are owned by bankrupt companies, including the Los Angeles Times. ABC News just let go of a quarter of its entire staff. And Newsweek and Businessweek magazines were in such tough shape, they were sold for a dollar apiece. At USC, undergraduate tuition and fees are around $47,000 a year. So back at that intro class, the school's former dean, Jeffrey Cowan, wanted to hear why students were there. Freshman Aaron Liu wrote for his high school paper about teacher layoffs there.
Slowly as I was like writing that story and I was like discovering more and more about the implications of those budget cuts, you know, these are people with like children to feed, these are people, you know, who have bills to pay. And slowly I kind of realized the power of journalism and being able to like enlighten people.
How did your parents feel?
Initially, my parents were really skeptical. And I guess it's not just my parents, it's like my whole community. Like every time I said I was a journalism major, they'd be like, oh, do you know that's a dying profession? I'm like, oh, yeah, you're like the 50th person to say that or something like that.
Liu is one of 550 journalism students at Annenberg, many of whom get significant financial aid from the university. Veteran newspaper editor Geneva Overholzer is director of journalism at Annenberg. She says the school still trains students in traditional news values, but gives them the tools to figure out how to apply them to a very different age.
It's a renaissance. It's a recreation. It's a very scary time. I don't mean to sound blithe about this. It's unsettling, but it's exceedingly promising. And these students know that they're going to recreate it.
Callie Schweitzer is a 21-year-old senior from Westchester, New York. She's already had internships at People Magazine and the New York Times.
I don't believe it when people say journalism is dead. I'm always that person raising their hand and going, no, it's not. I think it will always exist.
Schweitzer used to write for the independent student paper The Daily Trojan. Now she's the editor-in-chief of Neon Tommy, the school's 24-hour online news site.
We need reliable journalists who are trustworthy and who are credible that we can follow and understand. And I look at things like Twitter and people who build followings, and it's because they're reputable.
Neon Tommy has broken enough stories about L.A. that the dean of Annenberg, Ernest Wilson, says he's both a little bit weary of taking calls from angry donors and politicians and quite proud his students' stories are having such an impact.
If you look around the world, whether it's a developing country or a developed country, rich or poor, if that country has a free and independent press, then it's much more likely they're going to be a democracy. And I think that those of us in the journalism education field have an obligation to help train people who can provide information in the public interest.
Some of that information in the public interest may take unconventional forms, like giving flip cameras and cell phones to migrant workers so they can post blog entries about their own lives. Robert Hernandez is a young professor who used to be a multimedia editor at several big newspapers.
We've been journalistically kind of in crisis for more than 5 years. And these students have signed up to come to J School knowing that that's the environment they're facing. And they're not thinking, doom and gloom, but there's something exciting happening in our industry. It's happening in our classroom, it's happening in our newsroom, and these folks want to be a part of it.
Hernandez and his colleagues don't promise students they'll earn the high-paying salaries of network anchors, or that they'll become anchors, or that there will be networks. They promise them the chance to help define the news for years to come. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Now, the school just received one big vote of support. On Friday, the Annenberg Family Foundation gave it another $50 million, this time to help pay for a new building with cutting-edge media facilities.